Over Sheldon?
Yes, this is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
So, Stephanie, first of all, welcome on board. How are you doing? You signed up with us for ghostwriting. First of all, before we go anywhere, I would like to know about your book. What was your inspiration? What's the story? Fill me in.
Yes. So the story that I am giving you guys is about, it's kind of a murder mystery that's taking the story is being told from the killer's point of view, but the killer is kind of taking that Batman, Joker mentality of what makes a killer and what makes someone go psychotic. So originally she is a ER general surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets a patient that goes to I'll go to lunch in a second. Sorry, I'm not worried.
No problem.
So in the beginning of the story, the general surgeon, which is a female, a black female, is going to perform a surgery on someone that is a transfer patient from another hospital, goes to her hospital, but things end up going wrong because she wasn't told that the patient was probably just fresh sutures and all. And so instantly she sees that something is wrong. It was a rushed patient because she works at an understaffed hospital. So already she sees a lot of patients at the ER. Only one on shift. It's a night shift. Then while surgery is happening, the patient dies. I'm taking myself. So right when she begins the surgery, the patient, she already sees that he's going to die, so she goes ahead and let him die because she doesn't have any real information on him to identify him or anything like that, so she couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that patient, she is then framed, someone is trying to frame her for murder of that patient. And later on, she finds out about the identity of that patient. But when she finds the identity of that patient, her past starts to come after her because before she became a doctor, before she began working in that small town, this is where I don't know where to go from, but I don't know what her father did in his past, but whatever he did, he trained her on that made her very proficient at killing people.
Okay.
So she's good at killing people, but doesn't mean she likes to kill people. Thus, she changed her name and practically just tried to cut her past out of her life.
Okay, if I'm getting this right, from my perspective, so her background history is more something like a hitman or an assassin, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And from that point of view, she steps out of that life, and she then becomes a doctor and tries to become a regular, normal person. But then suddenly this situation happens where a patient died on her hand, which she lacked information, but she has a good idea that it's not her fault, but at the same time she knows she's being framed. And so while she's trying to uncover the reasoning behind it, she gets linked back to her past. And it's, again, I assume from there this would become a John Wick kind of situation where she just goes ham and, right?
So yes, but at the same time, it's more of a gradually getting into obviously she didn't know at first that she was going to be framed for murder or whatever. But it goes, her mentality while while the book goes on, I kind of just wanted it to be like kind of more innocent. She doesn't really want to get back to where she was before.
Mm-hmm.
And then gradually goes back to like, or gradually goes into, okay, well, I have to do this and I have to be this way. And
kind of like an anti-hero.
Yes. And she's trying to fight that mentality she had in the past. And so by the end of the book, she will end up turning herself in. But no one will kind of believe her because everyone's like, you're small, you're a doctor, you had everything. How did you do this? Because the FBI will be also coming after her and those people, whoever those people are.
Okay.
And she turns herself to the FBI, and the FBI is like, well, if you are this person that's killing them,
uh-huh,
how are you doing it?
Okay, I have a good gist of the book. By the way, just asking, Stephanie, are you anywhere near your laptop or your phone if you can access your email?
I can.
Okay, kindly access your email so we can also get the process rolling to getting you on board while we talk about the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So kindly check your email. I think it is teptep2u@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
That's cute.
I have my personal, my work, and then my writer's email. And that's,
you have like it, I assume this is a pen name?
Say again?
This is a pen name then, right? Tep.
Yeah.
Nice. So have you ever written fiction before?
I have. I'm currently writing a book series, but I'm kind of low on money, and so I wanted to find a new way to gain money. So I have all these ideas for different books, but I personally don't have the time to write them all. So I was thinking giving it to a ghostwriter. I then publish it to Kindle, and so I can at least have enough funds to then purchase or do my other books.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. I do understand that. So have you ever published a book before?
No.
And so how many books I would like to, you know, decide a perspective on my end? How many books do you have ready that you would consider, okay, this is something I can just pass to an editor and I can get this published? Do you have something ready like that?
I have one book. I just need an editor and stuff like that.
So why don't you combine your package? If you are getting on board, why not just combine the package? You can have one book edited and one book written at the same time.
It's more of nerves. It's more of a nerves thing. Like, I'm ready, but I still don't
feel
it's
ready.
One of those, I just don't feel ready for that yet. I just kind of want to see the process with this. I kind of just want to see the process and see how you guys would do it through this before,
mm-hmm,
like, trusting you with, like, a baby that I've been holding on to for a while.
Okay. If you want, I can get you an editorial report done on your book, and you can just decide, okay, you'll have a professional perspective on the book that way. And it won't cost you anything. You can just, you know, see, okay, this is what my books look like from a professional perspective. They'll give you the pros, they'll give you the cons. And
okay.
If you don't decide to sign up, you can just, you know, okay, this, you'll know, okay, these are the places I'm supposed to work with on my book. Okay?
I'll think about that one.
You can think about it.
Thank you for the offer.
You can think about it, no problem. So for now, let me know if you have an email. You should have two emails, one from Creative Design Agency with my name, Sheldon Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see you, Sheldon.
Perfect. So you'll have a small message there, or small notification that says get started.
Yeah.
Yes, can you kindly click on get started? You'll be guided to our platform that is Teamwork. Now on that platform, you'll be guided to a sign up page. Okay, so you can make your own account. You'll have your own login and your login credentials, and you can get access to our portal. Okay?
Yes.
Let me know when you're gonna... Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Yes, I'm loading. You're good, yeah.
Once you're done, I'll guide you on how we use the platform. We don't; it's a very extensive platform, but you as a client, you can just use a very specific part of the messages just to communicate, so we have everything streamlined. So back to, while you're doing this, let's get back to the book.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like a villain decided? So is the villain a single person, or is the villain an entire community?
It's going to, I believe it's, so the villain I have in mind is more of a someone that's more linked to her father versus her, but they know who she is, and she's being punished for something her father done in the past.
Okay, so,
so
oh wait,
more
so the original reason, sorry, you were saying?
So the guy that was on the table that she was being treated, it was sent by this corporation or whatever that's more linked to her father, because her father worked with them but then left without notice.
Her father was a what?
So her father worked with these people that are trying to kill her, but he kind of just like left without any reason, and he owed them his life. And so once things didn't look so good for him, he kind of left. So they sent this body out to one surgeon, and that surgeon was kind of like someone that also worked for them, but he didn't want the person to die on his hands, so he sent it to another hospital, so then that person could do it. And it just so happens to be somebody that was linked to, it just so happened to be her.
And where's this setting taking place? Where's this setting taking place? Which state are we talking?
I was thinking more of like in the middle of nowhere type of environment. So.
Oh, where?
It was kind of like in the middle of nowhere type of environment.
Middle of
I
nowhere.
Didn't know where. Mm. Yeah, kind of a middle of nowhere type of environment, like type of city that she works for.
Somewhere like a village in California.
Yes, in like
a small
yeah.
town in California, right?
Yeah, that no one knows the name. No one can really identify the place.
Yeah, understood. Probably some place you can just escape reality and escape the people you used to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where does it eventually develop to? Does it lead to? Do you want us to handle how the story develops completely on in terms of the geographical locations, because like you can
geographical location you guys can have the build up we can work together
because
so, like
the places you can go, right? You can even go global if you want, you can keep it in the US if you want. There's so many
right.
places.
Right. So I pitched this book idea to like their friends, like, hey, how does this story sound for a book? And they said that it's more sounds like it's a build up to a series. I don't know if I wanted to.
Yeah, it does feel like it because it's the information, all the information that you can develop out of this. You can create a series out of this. I would recommend. Do you watch series? Do you watch different seasons? On Netflix.
Say again.
Do you watch stuff on Netflix?
Yes, I love things on Netflix.
Have you watched Blacklist?
I have.
Then we can definitely relate. We can definitely relate. Raymond Reddington, all the way.
I love Blacklist.
So you can definitely relate to what I'm talking about. If you make this global, this becomes a very vivid series where you can create the entire situations of hunting people piece by piece. And each book can be a hunt for a specific person.
Yeah.
Because just like Blacklist, where at the end of the day, each season has one specific villain.
Right, so like this will be first kind of like her origin story, and it can like go on and on. And
yes,
yeah, that's what's
that
awesome.
As a recurring story, with you can keep it centered on one organization, but you can from one section and piece by piece. Okay, you took out the guy in the state. So when you took out the guy in the state, the people actually recognized you and they started hunting you more. And you can relate to how it develops into formulating the entire network and then destroying the network piece by piece.
So I am, one thing that I really wanted to help build the character is the point of view of, like, she's a female, she's black, and she's a surgeon, and so it's more, and then on top of that, she still is, deals with everything else. So, race is a big thing in this. Sexual, her gender is a big thing in this.
Okay.
Because, and the way she, just like her, the fact that she's short and everything, like everything I want to play a role, like, in the development of this story.
I want to show like a complete underdog, a person you won't expect to be that kind of person.
Yes.
I understand. By the way, did you complete the sign-up?
For some reason, it's not letting me pass this one part. Oh, wait, I know what just happened. So I got it. Give me 1 second.
What's your deadline on this book, by the way? What do you think? What's the length that you're looking at right now?
I was thinking around New Year's or at least February, but then I was thinking, well, it might take a while, so I really don't. I more want this first book to be really good versus we're just gonna hit the deadline.
What's the page length you're looking at? What do you think? Because like book's gonna be
so
6.9.
So I paid for 200 pages.
Okay,
but I kind of wanted more, like 350, because I don't want it to be too long. Because me personally, whenever I read a book that's too long, I will stop halfway through and not finish the book.
That's exactly what I was gonna say when you said 350. I was like, go for 200, create one piece, then move on to like part one, part two, or you can just have different subtitles that define. Okay, this is the highlight of the book, and then you can call this the beginning, or,
Yeah, this is the first book, so I was like, okay. Probably with, like, the 200 range.
You can go from there. So complete the sign-up, and I'll guide you on how
so
to...
So I'm in...
Stephanie, what's your full name, by the way? Because I just have you in as Stephanie, so I have no idea what your full name is.
The last name is, the first name, I would like to make sure that it's spelled with an E, not an A, after the H, so S-T-E-P-H-E-N-I-E.
Right? I do have that,
Yeah, and then last name is spelled F-O-N-D-A-W, but I am getting married soon, so it might, it's probably going to change.
F-O-N, that is F as in ferret?
So, yeah, like Foxtrot, Oscar November Delta Alpha Whiskey.
Are you in sales?
I'm in the army.
Do you work in sales? Because that's a very salesperson style to say. So what do you do for work generally? What do you do?
So I work in the intelligence field for the army.
Wow.
The military intelligence, yeah.
And then you're writing a book about assassins. That's interesting. So you can really develop on the network part of, okay, this is how the real underground works, because you know the nicks and knacks of the government. That's interesting. You can really use that as, you know, as a really make the book really crispy.
Mm-hmm. It's those kind of Google, I'm not going to lie.
And which state are you in, if I may ask?
Right now I'm stationed in California.
California, that's Pacific time, if I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
That's Pacific. Okay, so I work Eastern time. But if we are to put it to 9 to 5, I basically work Pacific, because I work Eastern 12 to 9, because I can't wake up in the morning. Yeah, but I do my work. So it's fine. They let me come at 9 and leave at, like, sorry, they let me come at 12 and leave at 9, yeah.
As long as you're here to help me when I need you, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Post-COVID made a lot of differences. Like, COVID just made a lot of differences. People are more flexible about timing now. They're like, as long as you can do the work, who cares? So, anyways, did you complete the sign-up?
So, I am logged in.
Perfect.
I am trying to...
Let me help you out. On the top right, do you see your name, Stephanie?
Yes, I do.
Top left. Sorry. On the top left, you see your name. Just below
that. I know what you meant when you said Stephanie. Yes.
Yes. It's written right, right? Stephenie.
That's correct, Stephanie.
Perfect. So you can check in. There's right below. There's list, board, table, dashboard, and files. You see multiple options, right?
Yes, I see them.
At the end of it, you probably see messages, correct?
I do.
Yes. Can you find the messages?
I did click on messages.
Okay, now you should see welcome on board, right?
Open that, yep.
Yes, you can open the welcome on board message. You'll see a general welcome on board message from me. Now that message, the important part of that message is the last line, which shows my office number with the extension. That's the phone line I'm calling you from right now. Okay?
Okay.
And then there's my personal number, that starts with 217, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And below that, do you see a file attached? You can scroll down and you'll see a file attached called Notebook Writing, Ghostwriting.
Yes,
Nick, if you don't have to click on the file, you can just click on the triple dots and you'll see a download option.
Yep.
There's on the file, you see three dots, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can click on the three dots, it'll show you a download option. You can download the form that way, okay?
I downloaded it.
Okay, now scroll down a bit more. You'll see a blue add reply button.
You said blue.
On the message page, you'll see a blue add reply button.
Yes.
So you can click on add reply, and you'll see a text box pop open.
Just hold it good. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, you can type in your messages here, and you can also attach files. Now, do you see an attach file option below if you scroll down?
I do see it on the bottom.
Click on the attach file. Now, you have both options. The square that you see with the attach files, you can drag and drop files here as well, or you can just click on the blue add files button and select from your system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So So once the form is filled out, now we need the form to start out the work, okay? I need you to fill out the form as much as you can. And we'll first work on developing the outline, okay? And do you have any written material, like any summary that you've written down somewhere that can help
yeah,
us?
Yeah, so I have a prologue, I have a description, and that's pretty much it. And then I have this really trash first, like, kind of like a first chapter, very small, but it's so bad.
You have something, trust me. Nothing is nothing written for us, nothing is trash. We have had people send us, like, as a picture, the considering, like, half a paragraph a chapter. So you're good. Okay. You don't have to worry about it.
Awesome. Yeah, so I have that. You want me to attach those to...
Yeah, I want you to attach those plans as well with the whole form. So how things work is first we'll do a general evaluation, and the team will be selected for your project. It usually takes 7 to 10 working days for the first response from the team, okay? After that, we work according to your feedback. Now, when you give us feedback on whatever draft we send, from your feedback, 4 to 6 working days from there, we send our second response, okay? And then we work accordingly to your feedbacks. If you give us a revision, we'll work on it. Like, there are 2 division of revisions. There's minor revision, there's major revision. If there's a major revision, we'll rework the entire file. If it's a minor revision, we'll send the next draft with all the revised revisions attached, okay?
Okay. So based off of the prologue, and honestly, you can rewrite the prologue if you feel like it's not what you, like, work of pull that I would like to review, obviously. But the would you guys work to the voice, or would you work to the voice of the prologue?
Yeah, sure.
That's what you have to.
We have pretty professional writers over here, and you don't have to worry about it. If at some point, but do keep in mind, there's a possibility that you won't like the first or second draft because, again, the writers are human. There's a chance they might not understand properly. Sometimes it does happen. We might schedule a call, and you and I can talk and get a better understanding on the vision of the book and what your idea is. Is it okay if I use this call and I provide it to the writers? So because we have had a lot of conversation on the book as well, so it will help all the writers to, they can just, hear the entire call and they'll be like, okay, this is what she wants to see in the book.
Right. Yeah, no problem. That's no problem.
Okay, perfect. So any other questions you have at this time, I am happy to answer.
Not at this time, to be honest, no.
And what's it that maybe you usually call you? Eastern what?
I should say that again.
I'm saying what's usually a good time to call you?
Oh, around this time that we are on the phone now.
So around noon. Around noon Pacific.
Around noon Pacific, and then after work hours for me, like right after work hours, because I get off around 15. No, that's a lie. I get off around 1600 over here, which will be
1500. That's like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's like 3 o'clock over here. Yeah,
I think I can say 3 o'clock. I work till. Like 5, so 5, that's your time, 5. And sometimes I work till 6, so we can definitely manage that as well. No problem.
Yeah.
So how early are you working? Did you get off at 3?
Did you say 3? No, it's more like 4:30. Yeah, 16 is 4.
Yeah,
4:30,
5. 16:30.
So 16:35 is roughly around the time I get off, and then I start working at 9. And then I up at like 5 to work out in the morning.
Cool.
Yeah. someone to like all day.
I think we'll have really interesting conversation because I like to know, like, about. I've always been interesting in all the secrecies and all that.
Yeah.
And plus, I like Blacklist, so we can always relate to that.
Yes. I love like murder mystery. I love like crime and stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah. So that's what I'm like, okay. Let me actually.
We'll have good talks. For now, can we fill out all the forms and send me all the files? I have to get back to work because I'm getting a call from home as well. So I'll keep in touch. Okay.
Yes. I'll do.
So then take care. Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Later.